I'm Rona Tarrant. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will continue to answer questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee today. Yesterday, the confirmation hearings was again interrupted by several protesters who were escorted from the room. Judge Kavanaugh often refused to address hypothetical questions, but cited his experience serving the homeless with the Catholic Charities program and tutoring at Washington Jesuit Academy as an influence on him as a judge. Meanwhile, a letter signed by more than 1,500 Catholic nuns, priests and other church leaders has voiced concern about Judge Kavanaugh over his record on healthcare, immigration, labour rights, voting rights and the death penalty. The letter, which was circulated by the Catholic Social Justice Lobby Network, tells senators to examine Kavanaugh's concern for the common good at his hearings. Kavanaugh has in the past ruled against workers' rights to unionise and upheld a law that required voters in South Carolina to show photo identification before casting a ballot, while his record on immigration is limited. President Trump has defended his record after the New York Times published a scathing editorial about his presidency, authored by an anonymous member of his own administration. The unsigned piece appeared to reinforce the claims made in a new book by journalist Bob Woodward that described officials scheming to prevent Trump from taking decisions damaging to the economy and national security. Trump has said the claims were not true. The Archdiocese of Omaha has said it intends to cooperate with a request from the Nebraska Attorney General's office to review its records as officials investigate sex abuse in the state's three Catholic dioceses. A press release from the diocese said the request was made for records going back to 1978. State officials have made similar requests of the Diocese of Lincoln and Grand Island. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.